Before we read, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning through our Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son.
And
we pray that this word would have life and bring life into our hearts and souls. And wherever your word is preached today, Lord, may it not come back empty, but might bring its fruit in fullness.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuthi noma kuphi lapho lelizwi lakho lithunyelwa khona namhlanje lingabuyi lilambatha kodwa lilethe isithelo ngokupheleleyo.
And as we heard, Lord, this morning, that we want not only hear, but that we might understand and grasp your word, which will do its mighty work within us.
And
this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
These days, I was with a few people, and it's so wonderful. It's such a blessing to be with people who love the Lord. You know, there's so much, if you have an ear to hear, so much that you learn. We always want to go and be alone. But let me ask you, when did you take some time to bless somebody else with what the Lord has blessed you?
Aren't
we just busy with our own little herd at home?
But I must
say, for me it was such a blessing. And then a word was spoken which stuck in my heart.
And
that's more worth than a week we spent at that place. This word is more worth than silver and gold. If you haven't got time to sit and listen to older people, to your parents, to your uncles, no wonder you are what you are. How much more if you can spend some time with a child of the Lord? Maybe that's not your own color. Think about it.
When
we were there and I was there, we heard this word. And I thought, I'd like to share it with you. I'm sorry, my wife taught me this morning, don't interfere, interrupt the interpreter. So if I do it, I make a mistake. It's a good wife who teaches you. And she's right. Because I'm a little bit in a hurry.
But if the heart is full, then you just speak and you forget about the other one.
But I'll take it to heart. And you know, it is a word which is so well known. But that's a wonderful thing of being a Christian. Not of one that loves the Lord and wants to follow him. Because when you hear it, you've heard it so many times, but suddenly it means something to you. It does something to you.
It's
the same word you heard from the beginning. I'm diluted. Which the Lord has taught us. Which you don't need to change. To fit our way of life.
But
changes our way of life to what God wants it to be. And we read Matthew 7:13-14. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction. And many are those who are entering through it.
Genani ngesango elincane ngokuba isango libanzi nendlela inkulu eyisa ekubhujisweni baninga abangena khona.
But the gate is narrow and the way is straitened and compressed that leads away to life, and few are those who find it.
Kepha isango elincane nendlela ingcingo eyisa ekuphileni bayingcosana abayifumanayo.
You know that word.
Siyalazi lelozo.
But hopefully, when you leave this place, you won't only hear, but you'll practice it.
Kodwa ngithemba ukuthi nginethemba lokuthi uma ngabe usuphuma la awuzugcina nje ngokuzwa kodwa uzohamba uyolenza.
Because you hear it many times, but you don't do it.
Ngoba uyalizwa kaningi kodwa awulenzi.
The Lord Jesus not only came to teach us what we are, and what we are to know and to believe, but how and what we have to do.
I wondered
often about a farmer who prays for his work that he doesn't plant. And he says, Lord, bless my work, bless my crop. But he doesn't lift a finger to do it. And maybe You're only concerned about those around you, your little doll, your little baby. That's what concerns you. But what about the baby next door?
Someone who katazagele njengala base duze wakho ngeingane zakho uthini ngalezi ezinye zakamakhelwane.
And that's what I'm talking about. What are we doing? What are we busy with? Can I be busy with children of other parents? Not to be a blessing to them. Or am I just a blessing to those that are around me?
Ilokwe ngikhuluma ngakho senza ngabe ngiyakwazini ukuthi ngibe isibusiso kwiingane ezinye zakomakhelwane noma ngicina ukuba isibusiso kulabo aseduze.
Here the Lord applies to a choice that we've got to make. There are two ways.
Lapho uJesu ukhuluma ngokukhetha kumele ukuthi sikwenze kulezi ndlela ezimbili.
Sometime back we heard about building on sand, on a rock. It's the same very chapter. It's the last words of the Lord of the Sermon of the Mount.
Because
there comes a time in our life when we will hear the last sermon. And if I can't listen and obey the sermon, then how will I obey my last sermon?
Uma ngakwazi ukuthi ngilalele ngizwisise le ntshumayelo ngiyokwazi kanjani ukuthi ngilalele leyo kugcina.
These days I heard of a young lady, a Zulu lady that lived here for some time and passed away. These days.
Kulezi insuku ngizwe ngomunye wesifazane onsundu obehlala khona la usanda kushona nje kulezi insuku.
You know, and when you hear how the Lord prepared her and what she said at the end, it's unbelieving.
Uma uzwe indlela uNkulunkulu amlungisele ngayo namazo awakhulumile ekugcineni akukholakala.
And when she was discharged from hospital, she said to the nurse, listen, where are the people that are coming to fetch me?
Ngesikhathi esekhishwa esibhedlela ubuza kunesi uthi wenesi bapha abantu abazongilanda.
I'm waiting for them.
Ngilindele bona.
I need to go to number 9.
Uthi ngidinga ukuya number 9.
I need to go up.
Ngidinga ukukhuphuka.
You who know number 9, we who grew up here, we know we slept in number 9. It's an upstairs room.
Labo abakhulele la siyakwazi number 9 indlu ephezulu.
Hayi sikhula laba eqaleni. Nina benilala la kwezinye izilo. Thina besilala ku number 9. Benze inkonzo ku number 9.
Yebo malume.
But she said, I have to go.
Uthi kumele uthi ngekhona.
And then she said, tell those people, if they have come, that I have left already.
Uthi kunesi batsheleke labo bantu uma befika uthi mina sengihambile.
That's where the last words. When they went to fetch her, she wasn't there anymore. Is that not what life is about? But then we must listen and do what the Lord tells us. Our end will depend upon the choices we make, even today.
Isiphetho sethu sincike ekutheni sikhethani sisaphila nalokho esikhetha namhlanje.
Prior to the verses we read, the Lord was speaking to his disciples and he said, seek, you will find, knock, and the door will be opened.
Ngaphambi kwalamavesi siwafundile uJesu bekhuluma nabafundi ethi celani niza kuphiwa, ngqongqothani niza kuvulelwa.
He was preparing them for this.
Wayebalungiselela lokhu.
Tell me, when last were you on your knees and knocking on the Lord's door?
Awumtsheli, wagcina nini uthi bese madolweni unqonqotha emnyangweni wenkosi.
That you called out to the Lord.
Lapho umemeza ukhala
uNkulunkulu. That you cried to the Lord to answer your prayers.
Ukhala uNkulunkulu ubaphendula imithandazo yakho.
When you came, when you found the Lord, you still remember how it was? How alone you went alone and you cried and sought of God answers.
But
today you go to others. And that's where it stops. And you go to those that talk your same language. You like to go to those where your ears tickle. You hear what you want to hear. There was nothing too difficult for you. But today, you've got everything. You've got everything. You don't even need to pray for your clothes. You don't even to worry for your food. You are given to it. But instead of praying, seeking the Lord, today you find, and be honest. That's why I say, don't just listen. Take it to heart. Take it to heart. But today you complain. You criticize. You know better. This is how we should be done. This is how we should build this place.
Kodwa namhlanje usuyaxeka, usuyasola, usubona amaphutha, usuthi hayi bekumele kwenziwe kanje kungenziwa ngalendlela. Ngitheke asolalela namhlanje.
You know better.
Siwazi kangcono.
But you don't understand. But the Lord, it's not what you know better. It is about hearing the Lord speaking to you. What he's saying to you. Here in our text, the Lord describes two ways. The right way, the wrong way. The narrow way, the wide way. The hard way, the easy way. The way of obedience, the way of disobedience. In Deuteronomy 30, we read about the blessing and the curse. Life and death. There are only two ways we can take. There is no middle way. There is no better way. Only two ways. And let me ask you, why is it today that you find there's a better way?
Now,
there's for you, there seems to be a third way. What the Lord has taught us over the years. No, no. There's a better way. And you've got to always make the choice. You don't only choose once in your life, but you've got to choose and always choose the right way. You always put in front of choices. And may I say, if it was difficult for you to be obedient to your parents, let me tell you, it'll be difficult for you to make the right choices. Now the Lord says, enter through the narrow gate. He starts with the narrow gate,
which
is the most important gate, which is Christ himself. We can only be saved by him and him alone. And that's why we start there. He paid the price. He gave us everything. And that's the gate we've got to go through. And that's where obedience starts. And then God says, for this commandment which I command you this day is not too difficult for you, nor is it too far off. The devil paints an impossible picture. You won't never make it. It's impossible. Humanly, it's impossible. But through Christ and with his help and by his strength, many, many have made it. And you and I have got to make it. And then he says, wide is the gate. And spacious and broad is the way. Such a gate, such a road, you don't have to look for. It comes naturally. You naturally will walk on that way. Because that is the cause of sin. And it's an easy way. You don't have to worry. Although sometimes you worry very much. You worry very much because there is no peace.
Now,
you It's the way that comes naturally.
Kuyindlela eyifikelayo nje ngokwemvelo.
Umuntu akadingi noyifuna, oyifika hayi vele ngiphezwe kwalendlela.
You don't even need to seek for this way, you'll automatically find yourself on that way.
Ngoba imvelo yomuntu vele imbi.
Because a man's nature is anyway evil and full of sin. But there comes a time when one needs to choose whether do I continue on this way or I turn back. Because in this way, you can speak what you like, you can criticize as much as you like. And you can look with your eyes at anything. No one will stop you. Because that's how nature is. It's evil. You can steal. You can lie. You can even speak green lies.
There's no word for that in English. But that's why I said it in Zulu, because it says it's just wonderful. It's just more than lies. It's such obvious lies that he's so convinced about his lies, but the more you try to help him, the more he's convinced.
On this
way, if you want to hate somebody, you hate him. This morning, a lady phoned me. She said, "You know what? If I had a gun, I would shoot so-and-so." And then she speaks to a little child like that, to a little child. And they say they are Christians. But in your heart, what is it like? The Bible says you called somebody a fool, you've murdered him.
You see,
hatred comes up. If you're on the Broadway, you talk what you want. You spurt out your fire, your anger, your hatred. You do what you want because it's the Broadway.
And
I said to that lady, I said, "Listen, you are wrong. It's totally wrong. That's not what the Lord teaches us. We must be peacemakers."
Are
you busy with that? But are you feeding your children something else?
Maybe hatred has come into your life and you start to say, "Yes, maybe they're speaking the truth." And if you've got hatred in your heart, it's simple, it's easy, you're on that Broadway.
You know what? There are many Christians that call themselves Christians that are on this wide road. They think they're on the narrow road. But the way they do things and go about it doesn't speak that. You say You're on the narrow road.
When out you send the lane ring.
What's your spiritual life like?
Impilo yakho komoya.
Aren't you lukewarm?
Ingani wena uyisivive?
Aren't you lukewarm?
Awusona yena isivive emoyeni.
Remember, always nice to look back where I come from and say, you know, what I was once, I'm not today anymore.
Kumbula kuhle ukuthi njalo ubheke emuva la uphuma khona bese usho ukuthi angisekhona lokhu engangikhona ekuqaleni.
Today I close my eyes. I compromise, but I use a different language and say, you know, I've become wise, you know, I've been enlightened. No, they do it like that, we do it different. You've got so many excuses. But when you get down to the bottom of it, we see, Vivi, you are lukewarm.
Namhlanje usuyacimeza, usuyaxegisa, kodwa uyakuhlobisa ukuthi hayi phela sengikhulile, sengihlakaniphile, sengibuka izinto ngenye indlela, asifani siyabantu. Kodwa kudala lokho ukuthi ekujuleni kwempilo yakho uyisivivi.
Hayi siyathuthuka thina, hayi kuyanda ukuba ulwazi. Ngeke ulushintshe ulwazi lenkosi nokusebenza kwenkosi. Ngeke. Noma uyazama ukuyishintshe, ngeke uyishintshe. Ngeke. Kuzokuma leyo nto.
You say, well, things have changed. The things are not as they were in the past. You cannot change the ways of the Lord. You cannot.
Baningi sebazamile, bathi hayi, senza kangcono manje. Sikhulisa ingane kangcono. Ngeke.
Many have tried and said, now we're doing things differently. We're growing up our children in a different way. And when we look at the fruits of what they're doing, it's just evil.
It's rotten. It stinks. That's what it is. And you call yourself enlightened, knowing better.
Kodwa nokuyibiza ukuthi hayi izinto usuzibuka ngendlela engcono wazi kangcono manje.
But that wide road, you can be lukewarm. And you're welcome because you've got some knowledge, you've got some idea, and people will love you. They love you for it.
Futhi kulendlela ebanzi wamukelekile khona wena ufika nokuhlakanipha kwakho bazokwamukela bakuthanda
abantu. People will bless you for what you are doing. And you'll think you're the most wonderful person. The Lord is at work. In the meantime, you're on the wide road to destruction.
Abantu bakubusisa bakuthande ubone sengathi wenza kahle kodwa ngaso sonke leso sikhathi usendleleni edukile.
Remember in the beginning. I remember when the Lord started dealing and speaking to us children.
Khumbula ekuqaleni ngiyakhumbula nami lapho uNkulunkulu eqale ekhuluma nathi sabantwana.
What I experienced when I didn't even pray for the food. You know, you take an apple, you eat. You don't even think. You know, but I could eat without praying and ask God's blessing on what I'm eating. It's simple. But if you don't keep doing these simple things, you keep to nothing.
Ngiyakhumbula indlela uNkulunkulu ebesebenza ngayo noma nje ngingakwazanga ukuthi ngithandaze uma ngizokudla. Namhlanje uthathe i-apula uyadla awusathandazi lezo zinto ezibukeka zincane. Uma usushiya zona awusagcini lutho vele.
Wathi hawu angithandazanga ngidla ukudla uNkulunkulu ngizoyidla kanjani lokhu kudla manje? Ngizokudla kanjani ngoba ngithandazanga? Kodwa we namhlanje ngcono inkomo.
Where in the beginning you said, Lord, how can I eat this food if I didn't pray? But today you just do anything. A cow isn't even better than you.
You climb in your car. You go where your hard head leads you. Did you do that in the beginning? You just leave without telling the leader or the leaders, I'm leaving, I'm going. Doesn't matter if you only live here or you work here. Doesn't matter. This is not my place. It's not your place. But I do what I want.
Namhlanje usungena emotweni bese uhambe la ikhanda lakho elilukhune elukusa khona ungasabikelanga nabadala ekuqaleni wokwenza namhlanje usuyazenzela nje.
Aren't you getting to a place where you've cooled down? You look warm. You make as if, but you are not.
Awukho inesimeni la usupholile khona usuzivivi.
You have the form of godliness, the Bible says. You've got a form. You know that road, Broadway? You've got a form. You look like you're going to church every Sunday. And you jolly look like one. Except maybe you don't wear a tie, or you don't even wear dress properly. Except that. But you look maybe like a real one that's on going to church.
Njoba lisho iBhayibheli usunesimo nje sokumesaba uNkulunkulu yebuya esontweni mhlawumbe umehluko ukuthi awusawufaka uthayi awusagqokeli kahle isonto.
Ulula nje. You just ukuyinto nje igogogo enalutho phakathi. Ilula amandla awekho. Awekho kaNkulunkulu.
But you just light like an empty tin. You've got no strength. There's no strength of the Lord in you.
Mafiku Satana, oh, we are king of pants. Oh, pa, pa, pants. Naga, it's fair, oh, we ma, king of pants. Ah, pamadunkununkula sniga won. Ah, pinanga, nduza. No penduga lizolo. Absoluto.
When the devil comes, he just throws you upside down because you've got no strength anymore. A girl comes and you fall for it. There's no more strength. Where is that strength? I'm asking you, even if you only repented yesterday, where's that strength of the Lord?
Oh, makfigi plugwe, inwela, anje, inwela, anje, yeah? Angjal. Yeah, makfigi plugwe. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Inwela zam, ziga atlein.
And when a young man comes, you ladies, you just fall for it and you try and fix up your hair to look nice.
But you inject your little girls when they are small. You inject them with that very thing, the way you make them up.
Kodwa nawe mzali ingane zakho uzijova ngalowo moya zisencane ngendlela obalungisa ngayo.
Some time back I was in another country. And then I asked a certain person, please buy me some clothes for my girls. How on earth can I go in a shop and buy ladies' stuff? I think they think I'm mad if I do a thing like that.
And I
wouldn't want like to be seen doing things like that. I think those people, God made certain people to do that. And then this lady went and bought. And you know what? She put it out on the bed. And I said, my, how can the lady buy stuff like this? And honestly, she didn't mean it bad.
Then
I said, but so and so, you know this, that's not fit for my girls. This looks a little bit short to me. Why? I want the best for my girls. I don't want them to learn something different. That lady had to go back and change those clothes. Because I wasn't prepared to lead my children up the garden path. The next. Now, look, listen, don't just listen to what I'm saying. Take it to heart. What about God's fire in your heart? Again, remember what your heart was like burning for the Lord? Remember, if you can remember it.
How you
somebody pass without
speaking to that person. Without, when somebody does something, without saying nicely to that person, listen, was it right what you did? That fire, that won't allow anything, any rubbish to be inside. That fire that you couldn't go to sleep without having prayed with somebody concerning things in your life. That today, the road is a little bit wider, isn't it? And you have your excuses why it's wider. The frightening thing is, and of God, we would like to speak about love. But when those five virgins came that were late, the door was locked. Was locked. And they had to stay outside. But you bring what outside, you bring it to your home. Continue. Why? Because the fire isn't there. The child should know, I can't go to my parents because of God's fire that burns.
Because
I think the Lord knew, He knew that those from the outside will influence those on the inside. I often shake my head and say, oh, they say so-and-so is so hard. He does this and he does that. Have you ever thought of the Lord? Have you ever thought what He can do and what He has done to people that disregarded Him and His word? You know, and when this fire burns, you see your own wretchedness, your own shortcomings, how you need Him and His forgiveness. How you cry to Him and say, Lord, I need, change this thing in my life. Oh no, you start praying for others now. You forgot your own self. Now you pray for others because you find the fault in others. You don't see your own anymore. You don't see your own shortcomings
anymore.
Another one, I could go on, but there's just a few points I've written down. The other one is an evil eye. There's an evil eye that you look at immoral things. But there's another evil eye, is when you listen to gossip. When you listen, certain people's names are mentioned, suddenly your eyes change. They change. They were never like that. Never. Never. But now you change. Because why? Maybe even somebody you respected said something about others, and now your eye is evil.
Iso elibi ngoba ulalele abantu abahleba ngabanye abantu wawusuqala manje ubabuka kabi labanye abantu mhlawumbe umuntu omhlonipha ukhuluma ngomunye suqala ubuka kabi manje.
You are nothing against that person. That person was, you loved that person. Even when there were mistakes, that person had mistakes, you loved that person. You went out to that, but today the love that you should have, you haven't. Why? Because you can't get acquainted to that person. What has he done wrong to you? What has he done wrong? What has he sinned against you? No. It's sin that has entered your ears and you didn't bring it to light.
Umuntu ngenxa yesono esingenile endlebeni yakho uzokhulunywa ngaye namhlanje usafuna ukuhlanganisa naye.
Remember the story of Sven Stegen?
Ekhumbula indaba ka Sven Stegen?
A nephew of Reverend Stegen? A nephew.
Shana kababa umfundisi.
One day at school, he listened to some boys. You hear boys? You like talking about rubbish. Sometimes rubbish.
And
you like to listen to rubbish.
And
you like to look at rubbish. And the boys was talking something at school. Lalelani ke nibafana ngoba nikuthatha kalula lokhu nina nsizwe nikuthatha kalula kwabo poison ungena kanjalo umfana wathi walalela indaba yabafana wayigcina la enhlizweni.
Now listen carefully, you young boys. This boy listened to what the other boys were speaking about and he kept that in his heart.
Lunyusuku bebevakasha emthunzini.
One day they went to visit at Mthunzini.
Yamtana mina ubaba Mthunzini.
I love Baba Mthunzini.
He one day said something which I fully agreed with. On my dad's 80th birthday, there's my father. On his 80th birthday.
Kulinyusa ubaba Mthunzini wakhuluma into engiyithandayo ekhuluma emcimbini kababa wami nangu laphambile kuphi iminyaka ye 80.
Ya ubaba uhleli la. Ngimthanda kabi ubaba wami. Ngingakhona ngingaxoxa kusenhlizweni yami kodwa ngizoyithiba ngizoyithula.
I love my father very much. I can speak a lot about him, but I'll keep quiet.
Ubaba waseMthunzini wathi awungikhombise, awungikhombise umndeni lapho ba strict khona, bane discipline khona, ingane zakhona zibuye sputshuke. Ngiyakuzwa lokho. Uzithi ungikhombise umndeni owodwa.
And Uncle Heino said, show me one family where they strict and yet their children go astray and go other ways.
He says, show me one family where they are strict in the home and there's discipline in the home where the children, butchuga, they move out and they go. He says, show me. It's opposite to what we humans we would think. You know what? We think when I'm strict, I chase them. You know that?
Lokho kuyaphambana.
It's not like that. It's a lie.
Kuyaphambana indlela esicabanga ngoba thina sithi uma ngibaqinisela ngi strict bazongishiya bahambe ekhaya kodwa kunjalo amanga lawo.
And then when he was in Mthunzini, one night he slept. Sven slept.
Lomfana kuSwen eseMthunzini wayiselala khona.
And then the Lord came to him. Just think of it. The Lord came to him.
Unkulunkulu wayesefike ekhuluma naye cabanga lo
cabanga uNkulunkulu akhuluma nengane wathi weswen naloko kusenhlizweni yakho uye esihogweni.
And God said to him, Swen, with this thing in your heart you're going straight to hell.
Ubekuzwile nje la zangena endlebeni.
And remember, it's just something that he heard and it came through his ears.
Ngathi ulizinsuku kumunye uthisha ubekhala ngengane.
I said one these days to one teacher who was complaining about a child.
Ears are made for two things.
Athi indlebe zakhela into embili.
For listening.
Ukulalela.
They don't listen, you pull them.
Uma zingalaleli, donse ngayo
indlebe. You don't have to literally pull them, but you pull them. It works. But we don't like it. But poor little child that loses its ears. Come on.
Kodwa thina sikuthanda sithi ingane encane ngizoyidonsa kanjani ngendlebe.
But God says, when with what you've heard, that which is in your heart, that which is hidden, which you only know, you're going to hell. What love. What love.
Unkulunkulu wathi Sven, ngalokho okufihla enhlizweni yakho, uzoqonda esihogweni.
Uthando olunjani unjalo. But you know, that was real love.
Kwakuwuthando lolo lwangempela.
Papi Powell. Tiwengane phaphama phaphama manje nawe phaphama namhlanje sasa lakho lazi.
God was saying, my child, wake up, and I say to you as well today, wake up, for you do not know the future.
Uswen wavula ithoshi wabhala
wabhala leyo nto ephepheni. Ngiyakuzwa lo wena wagcina inokubhala. Yakhumbula uhamba nephepha, uNkulunkulu akukhumbuza izinto, yakhumbula. Namhlanje hoyi sekumsebenzi, sekukude kabi. Namhlanje kuyi cellphone kuphela.
And Sven woke up at night, lighting his torch, and he wrote down what the Lord spoke to him. Do you still remember when you still did that? When you had always had a note and a pen?
When last did you take a piece of paper, write down what God had shown you, and pass it on to those that God has given to us to be in charge? When last? When last did you share God's secrets? Oh no. The Broadway doesn't need those. He went the first thing. You hear? The first thing, children, he went. And he made that thing right. And he was prayed with. A few days later, he ended up under a big lorry which broke, I would say, nearly every bone in his body. Another point. This broad road has got many cliques. You know cliques? Groups, everywhere, groups. And one group to the other group, one group to the other group. Groups, and they talk. That's all they do.
Kulendlela ebanzi uzothola amaqembu ngamaqembu, abantu abangamaqembu. Bayaxoxa futhi indaba eyiningi.
In Deutsch sagen wir es so schön. Wunderbar. Ein dickes Ei ist ein faules Ei. Hört ihr das? Hört ihr das? Wenn da sind Menschen, mit denen du dich nicht kennen kannst, und nicht aufhören kannst zu afterreden. Das ist ein dickes Ei. Ein faules Ei. Und das wird mal platzen auch. You can only say that in German. We say in German, literally translated, a big egg is a frot egg. A click that is like this. Is like this. You can't separate them. You can't separate the one from the other. That's usually a rotten egg. Because they don't want anybody else to hear what they talk and do. Until today they visit each other. They're just a clique. You can't separate. And the Lord Jesus comes and he says, my sword has come to separate. To separate even in the family.
Khona okuningi okubolile phakathi wabo ngoba uJesu mayifika nenkemba yakhe uthi mina ngizohlukanisa ngisho umndeni.
Do you find yourself in one of those groups?
Abe now ithola kulowo maqembu
na. Expose, not only separate, expose. Why do you want to keep quiet? You'll be like Sven and maybe you'll never get a chance. You'll end up on a lorry and you never had a chance to make it right. Make it right.
Hlukana nalawo maqembu futhi ungagcini ngokuhlukana dalula nezinto ezenziwayo ukuze ungafani ugcine usufana noSweni.
Lungisa abazongizonda bazongibulala vele mawungabulali wabona uNkulunkulu mhlawumbe uzokubulala.
You say, well, they'll hate me, they'll kill me. Yes, maybe they'll kill you. If they don't kill you, God will kill you.
He not will, it could be, it could well be. Sven had a chance and he used it because he heard things. He heard things and he didn't go to, and then he had that wisdom to go to the right person and expose. And you know what? After that, he was a free child. A free child. That thing in his life. Look how God looks at it. Look at it. Maybe there's one thing in your life. One! Oh boy. And you can only keep it because you're on the wide way.
Lomfana uSwen walisebenzisa isithuba, wahamba wayilungisa indaba yakhe. Nawe mhlawumbe kukhona into encane esenhlizweni yakho, encane, kodwa uzoyigcina ke wena ngoba vele ukulendlela ebanzi.
The narrow gate.
But the gate is narrow, the way is straitened and compressed that leads the way to life, and few are those who find it. You know, it doesn't matter if you've grown up on this place. It doesn't matter. Doesn't say you find the right way. It doesn't put one and one. That's not you putting one and one. It makes three. There's got to be an experience with the Lord. It doesn't matter if you've grown up here as a child. You've got to cry and seek the Lord with all your heart. And that's going the narrow way. But it's interesting. The gate that leads often. There was a gate, let me put it this way. There's a gate that led into a big fortified city. Amasango lawa kaningi bebengena ungena edrobheni noma endaweni egciniwe inamatshi inodonga ezungizile leyo ndawo. A gate was the entrance to a fortified city.
Kushuthi leli sango leli bekuyisango elingena emzini obuyele.
Think of it. When you go into that gate, how the Lord will protect and help you. But this gate is narrow. I had a picture, I wanted you, I don't know if they can show the picture. You see, you've got a gate. It led into a fortified place. And the only way to get into this area, to the city, was through the gate. There was no other gate. But you had to go through it. You want to? You don't want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you wanted to go through into this, you had to go through that gate. But to enter that gate costs you everything. It costs you to go alone. You are called alone. You die alone. You are called alone. And you've got to make a decision. Whatever costs it may be. Maybe
it
costs me my family.
I've
got to separate from my family. Maybe my own family will go against me. But oh, blessed is that man. That man. Where the family maybe goes against him, it shows him he's right. And that should give him wings to fly. That he should shout hallelujah. Because I'm on the way God wants me to be. The Bible says it's a straightened way. Now straightened, it's not like you would write straight. Straight. This is written differently. Which means it's narrow, it's difficult, it's compressed. Others won't understand why you do what you do. Why you act like you act. Why you take the steps you take. But you know, I'm on this road. This narrow road which many won't understand because there are only few that find it.
Abaningeke
And as we heard last Sunday, this way is a way of discipline. You like it or you don't like it. It's a way of discipline, and the Lord disciplines us. He compresses us. We cry. Sometimes maybe we can't even take it. But if we bow and we go through it, what blessings lie ahead?
Njoba sezwa ngesonto elidlule ukuthi le ndlela kuyindlela yokuqondiswa la uNkulunkulu esiqondisa khona kwesikhathi kube likhulu ukhali ngembezi.
As grapes are pressed, you know, in a wine press, it goes in and you press it. With olives, they do the same. It's a process which, so to say, means the end of that fruit. But out of it flows something inexpressible.
Njoba kusuke kuthathwa ama-grapes ekhanywa, uma uwabuka kube into enzima elikhulu ngoba isiphelo saleso sithelo.
By entering this gate, you're not in heaven yet. Self must be denied. The body must be kept under control. Daily temptations resisted. Duties must be done. I love that these days I met Uncle Joe. He was walking. He likes walking. And I like him when he walks. And he says, Dietmar, you know, I hate lazy people. I don't like lazy people. Because if you don't walk, you become lazy.
I said to give me my lumen gaba son da banta ba ma vila. Mabuma umutanga woki upendua be vil.
You see, you are duty called. Duty called.
Akubizel msebenzin.
Ubizel. Konum sebenz ublinde layo. I would to wenzo half. Got to wenzo and it is your peleleo lum sebenz waku. It's your duty.
There is a duty that awaits you, which you need to do wholeheartedly.
Although the way is difficult and hard, Christ now is there, and the impossible becomes possible.
And
you know, you don't only enter once a very narrow, narrow place. It could be once, twice a day, but nearly every day. You'll enter a place, maybe. That's hard. That's difficult. You have to push yourself through. Maybe you get claustrophobia. You can't take it anymore. I can't go through this. How will I make it?
Futhi uyazuthi awungeni kube kanye kuphela kule ndawo umncingo kudinga ukuthi ungene wesikhathi usuku nosuku uloku phindelela ungena uzokulikhuni kupintsha uthi angisakwazi ukuqhubeka.
You cannot trust yourself.
Awazi ukuzethemba.
How can then somebody, you depend totally upon the Lord to carry you through those situations.
Uncike kuNkulunkulu ngokuphelele ukuthi kube uyena okuthwalayo akudabulise
kulezo zinto. You get so pressed. Not depressed, that's a massive difference. Because some people get depressed because they are disobedient. That's why they get sometimes depressed. That you often think, no, how am I going to face this thing? How will I face this situation? But one thing the Lord taught and teaches us, and that is we must not worry. We must not worry. And that we've got to learn.
And
people, you can't maneuver to the side, to the left, or to the right.
There's no way. Ayikho indlela ukuthi hey ngizophuma kanjani. Ma uNkulunkulu ethi ngena, uyothi ukuthi ungene ngenxa ukuthi uyifuna inhliziyo yakhe iphelele. Ifuna inhliziyo yakhe iphelele, kodwa kube namhlanje uyaputshuka, uyaputshuka. Ngomoya awuyindawo.
And if God calls you to go in, you need to go in because he wants your heart.
And if there's a time, maybe in the history of the church, it's a time where you know where you must be heading to. There must be no doubt in your heart, where am I heading to, or what am I busy with?
Futhi umaka kwaba khona isikhathi iso leso emlandweni webandla la kudinga ukuthi umuntu angangabazi la kubonela khona ukuthi sibheke phi.
Listen to what Paul says.
Awulalele lokho kwasho umphostoli uPaul.
However, we possess this precious treasure in frail human vessels of earth, that the grandeur and exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be from God and not from ourselves. That is what the narrow road does. If you depend upon yourself, let me tell you. Verse 7.
Kepha lengcebo sinayo zitsheni zebumba ukuze ubukhulu bamandla obukhulu kakhulu bube ngobuka uNkulunkulu bungabi ngobuvela kithi.
We are hedged in, pressed on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassments and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven by despair.
Siyacindezelwa nxa zonke kodwa asinyinyekile. Siyaxakeka kodwa asidikibali. Siyazingelwa kodwa asidelwa. Siwiswa phansi kodwa asibhujiswa.
We are pursued but not deserted. Here? Not deserted. These days I read something, you know, and the Lord says, I've got you in my hand. Think of it. If you're prepared to go this narrow way, with all its perplexities and all its difficulties, uNkulunkulu uthi, ngikuphethe ezandleni zami. Is there something better than that? Imagine it. That should put you to rest.
Noma ngabe uhamba kubuphi ubunzima, kubuphi ubulukhuni, bekumele ukuthi lokhu kwenze ube nokuthula, lokhu kokuthi uNkulunkulu athi ngikuphethe esandleni sami.
We are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed.
Siyawiswa phansi kodwa sibhujiswa.
You see what Paul spoke? But those things make us ripe. Those things make us strong. Those things make us to say, Lord, this is the way we want to go.
Yakuzwa lokhu umphostoli uPaul akusho ukuthi lezi zinto zenza ukuthi sivuthwe, sipheleliswe, sikwazi ukungena endleleni kaNkulunkulu.
But on this narrow road, you've also got your problems.
Kodwa ke kulendlela ebanzi nakhona kunezinkinga zakho.
And I'd like to add this point again. You'll say, when he speaks at this point, tell you understand it. And that is about children.
Look
at it. When they marry, they're happy. Everything is so nice and it's so beautiful and when the little baby comes, even the father changes the nappies now.
Uma kusashada konke kuhle kumnandi kuyakhazimula konke kuhle uma sekufika ingane encane uzothola ukuthi nobaba uyena osekushintsha nakukheni lengane.
This little sweet little thing.
Uthi uyazi yayinhle ingane yami encanyana.
It's got its place.
Yebo kunendawo yakho.
God's place.
Kodwa hayi endaweni kaNkulunkulu.
But let these little sweet things grow up. And then they may be not as sweet as they were.
Kodwa kuma seyikhula ke lezi zinganyane bezincane seziyaguquwa manje akusabi lezi zingane ebeyincane ukuthi zinhle zisencane.
Khona lapho bothinga ukuthi uhlangane nengane yakho. Iyaqala ukudelela, isencane. Mhlawumbe ibekuluma ibele. Awuyidedela, awulokhu kuncane, akazilutho, awushini. Kodwa ibekukhombisa mama ukuthi ngisazukuluma one day futhi. Okuluma uzukuzwa. Awu, lengane noma ithuma iti aha uyayithulela wathi ma akayikhuzi lokho kuncane ta aha ma umbono te uma noma ukhuluma naye atonsa ubuso.
And the child now starts to change. The mother is sending the child to go somewhere. She doesn't want to, but the mother doesn't seem to do anything. Or you try and ask the child to do something, and he changes the face, and the mother doesn't do anything.
Ngibona ukuthi izinyo ikhathi ukhulisa ingane awukho umsebenzi onzima ukukhulisa ingane. Ngiyakuzwa lokho. Kodwa ngiyathanda umshado. Ngiyathanda umshado. Kodwa ukukhulisa ingane, hey, oh tell her one day. Abaningi abazali basemathunini ngenxa yengane zabo. Nawe uyazi wena ngenxa luphi wayiphatha kanjani abazali. Yakhumbula ubadelela utshontsha imali yabo udla ama drugs umshaya uma. Yakhumbula so wayilungisa yini leyo ndaba.
And I've often thought there's nothing as hard as growing up children. It's very hard. And maybe you know as well, because that's how you treated your parents. And maybe today they know more. They did because of what you did. Have you made that right?
Suddenly things changed. The children got up. Suddenly things started changing.
You don't
know the reason why.
When was this that you took on?
But now it gets too difficult.
Manje sekubalukhuni.
I've got my own life.
Nempilo yami.
I've got my children and my wife.
Manje khona ingane, khona
nomama wengane. And now we've got to go through this narrow way.
Manje sonke siyasikhona
kulendlela umuntu. What has your child done? Your child done this and your child said this, and suddenly the way gets so difficult.
Izinto zibaningi ingane isho lokhu, mawayo isho lokhu, indlela ibe seyibanzima kakhulu.
My brother Philip always says, word Philip. What he says, if you want to save your life, you'll lose it.
Uthuma ngabe ufuna ukusindisa ukuphila kwakho, ulahlekelwa yikhona.
If you want to save your children the way you want it, you'll lose them.
Uma ngabe ufuna ukusindisa izingane zakho ngalendlela wena ofuna ngayo uzolahlekelwa.
Wena uyazama yonke into uyazama ukuthi kuhamba kahle ukungaphutshuki. Hawu egcine nokuphutshuka.
You'll try many things to try and save your children to stay with you, but at the end they'll be out.
Wena uhamba ngendlela yakho.
As you going your own way.
Suddenly you've made to make decisions. Not what influences you, it influences all these little ones.
It's hard.
It's difficult. That's what the Bible says.
If
you make the wrong decisions and do the wrong things, that's where it ends up.
And
then suddenly, you want the easy way out. The way that won't upset the apple cart.
Now
suddenly, love comes in. I've got to love my child. You should have loved it from the beginning, not when it's naughty. Your love should have acted from the beginning. But you didn't. Now I've confessed that sin, that you didn't love your child. The Bible says you love this child, he'll use this, isn't it? Yeah. So your love wasn't sincere from the beginning.
Now
you react humanly. Now you say, okay, you know, now the human factor comes in, you know. Try to explain to the child why you do this. And my little baby, you know, you should eat this food. You know, there are 100 vitamins in this thing. And, you know, and if you don't eat it, you're going to get flu and you're going to get cancer and voila, voila, voila. Instead of saying to the child, you eat the food. Finish, klar.
Manje usuzama indlela ezahlukeneke manje ushona le uhlala nengane uthi ngane yami kumele ukudle lokudla ngoba kuzokusiza kuzokusindisa ezifeni esikhundleni sokuthi uyiqondise uyitshele uthi kumele idle lokudla.
My mother never asked us, do you want or do you want to eat food? She says you eat what's on the table, and if you don't finish it, you finish it tomorrow. Easy.
Uma wami
bese akulula lo kanjalo kanti azama akulula kabi. Hawu iphi inkinga lapho?
Uma wami bengasibuza ukuthi uyafuna lokudla noma ufuna lokho ubethi kumele udle ukudla setafuleni uma ungaqedi kuzokulinda uzoqedela kusasa kulula nje.
Start in Jerusalem. Start in your own home. Start in your own home.
Qale Jerusalem, qale ekhaya lakho.
And many parents start tripping up, may I say, because they weren't prepared to go through that narrow way when they had to supposed to be.
Bazala baningi labeqala khona uqhuzuka ngoba bebengalindele ukuthi bangene kule ndlela umncinci.
I haven't preached so long in a long time, I must maybe stop. The other one is dress. Let me go through dress. Hair, dress and hair, one thing, your looks, what you look like.
That
Broadway has no rules. You look cool. You are dressed cool because it's a cool road.
Kulendlela ebanzi akunamthetho uzenzela ukuthandayo futhi bazokunqoma ngendlela ogqoke ngayo.
When you started, you prayed and you asked the Lord what you should do. But now when your children are there, they argue with you and they know better than you. And then you say, I must love my child. Then love it to bits. It'll go to bits.
Ekuqaleni wena ubukwazi ukuthandaza ukuthi uzothengani. Kodwa manje awusakwenzi, usulalela iy'ngane uthi hawu phela kumele ngiyithande iy'ngane zami. Uthando lwakho ngey'ngane zakho luzoyilahla.
When my wife came here, 1981.
Ngesikhathi efika la ekhaya umaka Anye ngo-1981.
She came wearing trousers.
Wafika egqoka amabhulukwe.
Luckily, I didn't know it beforehand. She came wearing trousers, and on top of it, it was jeans. And that was, yeah, it was cool, isn't it? I don't know. You guys got the language today, which I don't know. But yeah, that's. And they were Christians. They're going to church. They didn't need to put on a tie. They didn't need to. Why put on a tie? What's a tie there for?
Tie
costs too much money. But your jeans cost 10 times more.
And you put them on.
But you know, when she came here, she tells me the Holy Spirit spoke to her. Wathi, lokhu kugqokile. Ngiyakuzwa leyo phimbo. Ngiyalazi lelo phimbo. Lokhu kugqokile. Aku right, ku wrong. Akekho umuntu wakhuluma naye. Why is this wena? Wathi lokhu engikugqokayo ku wrong. Akufanele.
Nobody spoke to her but the Holy Spirit. Do you know that voice? The Holy Spirit said to her, this thing that you're wearing, it's wrong. And that was the end of it, of her wearing jeans. But today, But today these girls say, Mama, I need to take a walk, I need to ride on a bicycle. It's cold, so I need to wear these pants.
Kancane. Ubani ushintsha umthetho? Ingane. Ingane iziqalayo. Ma. Kodwa usibanibani bayakwenza. Ngikonile ma sibanibane. Ma basebenze engadini ma. Manje mangidinga ukufola ma manje. Eyi ma noma futhi nemilenze izogcola ma. Ngungcono ngifake ibhulugwe. Awu bo uma ke awuhlangiphe kabi ingane yami. Ha. Ngane yami uhlangiphe kabi. Eyi yeye. Angikubonanga mina kanjalo ngane yami. Awu ma ngena mkhubeka wena.
And these things come in slowly but surely. And who's making the rules? It's the children. They're changing everything. They say, Mama, please, I was working in the garden and I had to kneel down, so I need to put on the pants. And the poor mother says, oh, you clever, my child. I didn't think of it that way. And they say, Mama, there where we work, there's stones among the bushes. I need to put something that will cover my leg so I don't get hurt.
Let me tell you something. It'll never stop there. Where you stop the bus? Where do you stop it? You tell me. Maybe I'll listen to you. But where will you stop the bus? Where will you stop the bus? It'll have no more brakes. Next month, Nkulunkulu, akafuni next month, ufuna namhlanje ukuthi le mali yakho unikele yena.
And the money, sometimes you say, well, I get so little money and all of that, you complain, and God says, do something for so and so with your money. And you said, no, I can't. I can only do it next month. But God wants it now, not next month.
Concerning your work.
Msebenzi.
One person came to the Lord and he was committed to become a disciple.
Kwafika omunye kuNkulunkulu ezimisele futhi ukuthi abe umfundi wakhe.
And he requested of the Lord, saying, Lord, I want to follow you.
Wayesethi Nkosi ngithanda ukuthi ngikulandele.
But I need to go back and just explain it to the family that you have called me so that they understand.
The
Lord had no regard for that family. He just said to me, my son, if you put your hand to the plow, you don't look back. You see that road? There was another man who met the Lord.
He said, Lord,
I will follow you. I want to follow you. Wherever you go, I will follow you. The Lord didn't reply, wonderful. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. You want to follow me? I am so happy. If so many people would do what you do.
But he started
to say, put him off. He says, what? He says, you know, I don't even have a place to sleep. Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but I've got no place.
Kodwa inkosi kube ngathi imthena amandla lo muntu ithi anginangisho indawo yokulala. Inyoni zinayo kodwa mina anginayo.
I'll come to an end. I've still got left. My heart was full. I want to close with this. Only few find this way. And that's where you've got to ask yourself, are you of those few that have found this way or not? It's a frightening thought. It's frightening. You may sit here today and you're so convinced. You're so convinced. But every time you evade the difficult way, you try and find another way out. And Paul said, in me is something something which is unright and not right.
Paul saw his own evilness. And he said, who will save me from this body of death?
Upawuli wakhuluma ngathi khona into engahambi kahle kimina wakhala ethi ubani ongikhulula kulomzimba wokufa na.
Who will help me not to carry my own burdens?
Ubani okwazi ukuthi angisize ukuba ngingathwali imthwalo yami.
But he ends with these words, thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
That is what the Lord has got in store for us. That we cry out with thankfulness, with appreciation for what He's done for us. That He's made it possible. And that this road is the most blessed road you can go.
Lokho sihlobo uNkulunkulu asenzele khona ukuthi sikwazi ukwamukela lokhu ngokuthokoza, sikwazi ukuhamba kule ndlela kube yiyona ndlela emnandi empilweni yethu.
Thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the living gate.
Makabongwe uJesu Kristu okuyena oyisango lethu lokuphila.
And I dare say we've got no other choice.
Futhi ngithi ayikho enye into esingayikhetha.
Let's pray.
Asithandaze.
Lord Jesus.
Nkosi uJesu.
We thank you for your word.
Siyakubonga ngezwi lakho.
And we pray that these words, as they, Lord, accompanied me all these days, may they accompany us in this coming week.
Cela Nkosi ukuthi njoba lamazwi ubekade ehamba kanye nami ekimina zonke lezi insuku angathi angaqhubeka siphelezele na kuleli viki.
And if you test and try us, may we be prepared to be compressed.
Kuthi Nkosi uma ngabe usivivinya usilinga sibe abakulungela ukuthi sikhanye.
And that we prepare to humble ourselves.
Sivume Nkosi ukuyithoba.
And to go through with that which you have in store for us.
Ukuthi Nkosi sikwazi ukuqhubeka sibe kulokho sibekele khona.
Be with us, Lord.
Siyacela ube nathi.
And keep us by your grace.
Ube nathi usigcine ngomusa wakho.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.